former U.S. President Donald Trump and 14 others charged in a number of crimes in the U.S. state of Georgia for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. So what happens next? The Associated Press's Shelley Adler explains.
At this point, it's about herding all the cats into the courtroom and get them to make an initial appearance, to have lawyers who are permanently going to represent them, to enter their not guilty pleas.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein. And what about DA Fani Willis's goal of starting that trial in 6 months?
I think she's being very ambitious to suggest that case can go to trial in 6 months, which goes back to why in some of the other cases there have been less defendants, co-defendants charged in an effort to streamline those cases.
The DA says the defendants in the case would be allowed to voluntarily surrender by noon, August 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
There are active discussions underway at the White House about President Joe Biden making a visit to Hawaii to check on Maui, the wildfire recovery efforts there. According to the White House spokesman, she told reporters traveling with the president to Wisconsin that he would address the situation in Maui in his remarks later on Tuesday in the U.S. city of Milwaukee. At this point, the number of dead stands at 99, but Hawaii's governor says that will go up.
I spoke to one gentleman who lost his home, his wife and kids, and his vehicle, and I think he said his job also burned down, so he's literally lost everything.
Crisis counselor Dana Lucio, they are now searching house to house, business to business, street to street, looking for the remains of people who died in the fires. They expect to find between 10 and 20 bodies a day till they are finished. This is VOA News. A powerful explosion has rocked a bustling market area near the capital of the Dominican Republic.